www.blogtalkradio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. For those of you who are listening in radio land, you missed an entire episode of the show last night. We couldn't bribe the board operators to come in and work, so we came in and did our own show, but internet only. So if you missed that program, it was like a two-hour-long post-mortem, I guess, would be the terminology, sort of a reflection on what had happened to the Libertarian Party and the sort of final nail in their coffin that occurred over the weekend. We discussed that quite a bit last night. So if you missed it, you might want to go to freetalklive.com and download that particular episode. All right, so our number here, 800-259-9231, back to the regular radio format as we jump right back into your phone calls. We start things out with Stephen in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hi, Ian.
Hey,
you have a great show, and the subject matter yesterday, or that I picked up on the latest podcast I downloaded with Danny, the video game programmer, and Jack Thompson, the guy who wanted to regulate video games in the
retail
level.
Yes, that was Saturday night's show. Yes,
that was Saturday night's show. Okay, I'm a podcast listener, so I wasn't listening to it live. But something occurred to me about Mr. Thompson's solution to this video game problem. He wants to regulate at the retail level to keep video games out of the hands of kids. And I heard callers call in and say, well, I've been playing these video games, Grand Theft Auto and Manhunt, and I don't have any problems. And he said, well, you're statistically not meaningful because you may be okay, but we're worried about those at-risk kids, right?
Yeah. Right, and I thought that was the strangest argument.
And here's the problem. See, I grew up, I'm 39 years old, and I was one of those guys that was at risk. And I was angry. I was violent. I was a delinquent. I did a lot of bad things when I was younger. And there's one thing that Jack doesn't understand about kids like that is that laws don't matter.
That's true. That's what I told Jack. I said they're going to get them from their older brother. They're going to get them online. It's not going to stop kids from getting violent games.
Right. I mean, a video game. I mean, there were laws against LSD, heroin, guns, underage sex, all the things that these big government people want to ban. They try to ban these things and regulate it, and what they don't understand is the very kids they're after don't care about any of those laws, and they'll do it anyway. I've watched the whole thing happen over the years, and back in the day it was Dungeons and Dragons, and it was comic books, and it was heavy metal music, and, there's always a bad guy. There's always somebody out there that they want to point the finger at and say, that's the problem. But
right.
Really,
we can't just have kids take
responsibility
for their own actions. We can't have that.
No. I was over Memorial Day, I was sitting out on my deck talking to my father-in-law, and he was recently in England, and we were talking about underage drinking. And he said, well, in England, it's not illegal to serve a beer to a guy that's 17, because the bartender will say, hey, I can serve you this beer, but you better watch out because the cops come in here all the time and you'll go to jail if you drink that beer and get caught. But the bartender doesn't get in trouble. So the responsibility is put on the lawbreaker, not on the facilitator.
Well, that makes sense, but I thought in England that it was legal for 17-year-olds to drink in bars. It wasn't legal for 16-year-olds, but,
maybe it was 15 then, I don't know.
They might have. In Ireland, from what I understand, you can drink at any age in bars.
Nice. As long as they'll serve you.
Right.
Well, thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Hey, Stephen, glad you enjoyed the interview, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
Right. Jack Thompson said that, he said that we'd tell people that called in and said it's not,
you're not statistically significant.
Right. It didn't bother me, and that's what he'd say to him. But the fact is, it's the it's the people that would react negatively to violent video games that aren't statistically significant. Because you don't hear that many stories of people going in and spraying up police stations or, all the violent things that he would suggest. It's a military killer training program or something like that. Those are the people that aren't statistically significant because, well, the vast majority, 99.7% something.
That's a good point.
People that play these games do not go out and shoot someone.
Yeah, it just seemed like it was Jack's kind of go-to response to blow somebody off that he didn't really want to talk to or disagree with. That way you could just sort of just wipe them off the table by saying, well, you're statistically insignificant. And so what do you say to that?
I thought he did a great interview, and then, you know, that thing was other than that, and it's just weird. But his position is not an easy one to defend.
Jack's position?
Jack's position, no.
The anti-freedom position, you mean?
And the inevitability of... You know, he's the boy with his finger in the dike, right? It's just not going to happen.
Right.
You're not going to stop violent video games, Jack, any more than, you know, I'm
sure... Is he working for Take-Two? Like, maybe he's secretly working for them, and that, I don't know, he did actually sue them, didn't he? So he's probably not. But it seems like they're getting a whole lot more publicity because of Jack Thompson than anything else. I mean, I know Grand Theft Auto would have been big without Jack Thompson, but certainly the controversy hasn't hurt their sales.
No, I wouldn't think so.
So I wonder if he's, you know, on the payroll.
I doubt it.
Well, I think that what Jack Thompson is up to is just to make a name for himself. I think that's what he's, you know, that's what he's out for. He wants people to know who Jack Thompson is. So he can
run for an office
run
later?
Run for office or maybe get some extra clients or something like that. Maybe he's trying to pander to
the
Parents Television Council.
I just don't see how the client thing works. I can totally see how one could run for office as a Republican pro-family guy by doing this, but I can't. Really, and that's what makes sense to me. But other than that, I don't know. And certainly he has the, you know, one of the main indicators of wanting to be a politician. He's a lawyer. And, you know, he's got that kind of good-looking, he's in his 50s, he's got good-looking hair. You know, I think that likely he could want to be a politician.
You're attracted to him, aren't you?
Well, not
kind
really.
Kind of a funny little way,
you know.
Let's continue with
the nice hand he's got.
Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, lads.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to give you an update on the puppeteer endeavor, the outlaw puppeteering that we've been doing.
Oh, yes. I saw your video today at RidleyReport.com, and I saw some of the other ones as well that covered the event. It was your third time breaking the anti-puppeting law, the anti-puppet show law here in New Hampshire that says you cannot make money from a public puppet show, and that's what you've been doing. It was your third time breaking that. You added to that a couple other laws that you broke, including the minimum wage law, which I thought was pretty cool because that's a big deal. Like, for some people, the minimum wage is a big issue. It's not like an obscure old law like the puppet show one. This is one that's still out there today. In fact, was just created recently. The state of New Hampshire I think they raised their minimum wage from the federal level to like $6.50. So you actually brought some guy out and you paid him $6 an hour to collect money for you. And how'd that all go, Dave? What happened?
We're great. You know, we were, of course, trying to trigger an arrest, as we always are. But as always, they've just ignored us. This time, for the first time, police sort of acknowledged our existence. I guess one of them ran into me while I was out petitioning, and he's like, "Hey, you, what are you going to be doing on Sunday?"
Really?
That was because he was after. He was like, "Where are you going to be on Sunday?" He kind of knew, I think, what was coming up. He had seen some pre-publicity on the event.
Well, that's good news for both of you. That means your advertising for whatever it is working, and it means that
he's still leaving you alone.
He's paying attention, and C, they're not enforcing the laws that just like we say, they're arbitrary.
But you want to get arrested, right, Dave?
Well, eventually, sure, and I guess it would have been nice to get arrested this time. Ideally, I would have gotten arrested the first time. But, you know, it'll happen at some point. Some point they'll decide, I can't have this man breaking 16 laws, because each time we do another event, we break a new law and break some old ones. So we, you know, like the first event, one law, the second event, we broke two laws, the third event, we broke three laws, and at the second and third events, we have been breaking laws that are currently enforced.
Like the minimum wage thing. What are you?
Now, one of the things that may happen is that a police officer, you know, may decide, you know what? I agree with Dave here, and what I want to see happen, clearly he wants to get arrested. What I want to see happen is I want to see, you know, I want a judge to knock this down because this is ludicrous, and maybe he'll, you know, do it just to see what happens.
Dave, I want to bring you back here if you'll hang on, continue this discussion, because I want to find out what your plan is next. You're mixing them up. You're breaking silly laws, and you're breaking the laws that some people take very seriously. I still think minimum wage is asinine, but people take these things seriously. So I'm wondering what's the next one? What's the fourth law he's going to break? And when's that going to happen? More coming up with Dave and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Ted Anders from Midas, May 27, 2008, gold 9.1546. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 9.4146, 4.6370 for half, 2.3185 for quarter. That's 9.4146, 4.6370, and 2.3185. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Paul did not quit. Go to RonPaulFlag.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win and educate yourself about the delegates. Also, go to Feel Great and Get Paid by visiting RonPaulFlags.com. Now you can be healthy and wealthy. So kick the time clock off the wall and make an extra $2,000 to $10,000 a month or more in 6 months. Want to know another little secret? The Granny Warriors take this product and feel great. Speaking of the Granny Warriors, RonPaulFlags.com is selling the world-famous Granny Warriors War Wagon. The minimum bid will be $20,000. This is a national archive. The War Wagon has been signed by Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Jack Blood, Alex Jones, Michael Bodnarik, Arnold Stang, and many others. Original art by Captain American artist. Go to RonPaulFlags.com for more updates. That's RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Support RonPaulFlags.com today.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI does collections, they do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. If you have accounts receivable issues, Call Sakel CAI. Their banner's at freetalklive.com. And while supplies last, the Porkfest beer mug. You can drink responsibly with Jason Osborne. He is the owner of Sakel CAI at Porkfest. It'll be featuring select microbrews from New Hampshire, margaritas, guests, celebrity bartenders, prize drawings, and more, all at the fun tent at Porkfest for Sakel CAI.
Our number here, 800-259-9231. We'll tell you more about Porkfest here in a little bit. In the meantime, we go back to Dave in New Hampshire. He is the man behind Ridley Report, Dave Ridley, RidleyReport.com. You are one of the early movers as part of the Free State Project and one of the most, I would say, active movers of the Free State Project. One of the most noticeable, certainly, one of the more public figures. RidleyReport.com is your, basically it's your own YouTube channel, though I understand that you've now actually launched a website there, which is cool. And Dave, do we still have you there?
How you do?
All right, fantastic. You're calling in to tell us about some, not only are you a internet, YouTube, television personality, but you're also a civil disobedience activist. And recently you've been engaging in several different instances of civil disobedience. A couple of them you did in Concord in front of the State House. You then moved this past weekend to Manchester, where you continue to perform civil disobedience, where each time you do it, you break one extra law. So this time you broke three laws. The next time you do it, you're going to break four. And this time you brought in a pretty recent law that people take seriously, the minimum wage law. Did you get any fallout from that? Were people, you know, the passers-by, were they upset that you were paying that man less than minimum wage?
No, I didn't get that impression. I got one or two new trolls on RidleyReport.com, but they weren't angry trolls. They were just people who were sort of questioning what I was doing, you know, and that was great. I think some of them were from New Hampshire, and the feedback I got was, you know, just, you know, it was sort of starting to get a little bit more mixed in the previous things I've been doing. You know, obviously no one supports the puppet law. You do have people who support the minimum wage law. So it gets them talking, and it gets them realizing, I hope, that they're using force to impose their favorite minimum wage.
Yes. You know, and the people that would support the minimum wage, a lot of them would be against the idea of using force in that way.
Yeah, in their personal lives, sure. They would find that abhorrent. So congratulations to you on continuing to do this, Dave. It's quite a project, and you've said you're going to keep breaking these laws until you reach $1,000 in illicit profits, and so far the cops have pretty much left you alone. What's your next step, and when are you going to take it?
What I would like to do, ideally, I've heard there was a state law that says you cannot put parking meter money in someone else's parking meter.
Yes, I believe that's so.
And I'm hoping that is, in fact, the case, because I would love to break that one. I'd love to have a squadron of people going up and down the streets of Manchester and maybe Concord, just, you know, playing Good Samaritan and helping people out with when their parking meters expire. But I don't know for sure that that's against the law. If it's not, we'll have to fall back on some alternates. One of my alternates is your idea, the idea of hiring someone who's underage to hold the collections cup at the puppet show.
Yeah, I suggested that just because, I mean, I thought it would be a more interesting from a PR standpoint as opposed to what you did. You'd hired a homeless man, and just, you know, people like kids a little bit more, and, you know, it's just cuter to have a kid around, and then you're also breaking an additional law at the same time. Especially, and it'd be especially good if the youngster was well-versed on exactly what was going on, you know, bring in somebody who's 10 years old or older to where they could understand and explain to any news media that might come up what exactly was going on and why it was that you weren't taking advantage of them, for instance.
Yeah. Other options include, and there's plenty of them, I'm sorry to say, we could clean litter from the White Mountains. That's apparently against the state law.
What kind of dumb law is that?
I don't know, but it's like cleaning litter without a permit in the state. It's like maintaining a park without a permit or something like
that.
So that would be one we could do. And again, I think it's a state law. We're trying to focus on state laws, not city ordinances or federal laws, the state laws, because the idea is we want to draw attention to the fact we want the state to really start appealing, start repealing laws.
So do you think they actually will as a result of all this? Have you seen any indication?
I think something kind of like that will probably happen. At least it'll be tried. I already know people in the political side, you know, in the state house. They're like, so Dave, yeah, when are we going to do this? We're going to do this bill. Let's do this bill. Let's make a bill. That's okay. What do you want to see repealed? So they're just already talking about it themselves, people that never mess with civil disputes.
You know what I think would be better? Actually making a list of the laws that shouldn't be repealed. That should be that should be what someone should spend some time on. Like, don't murder, don't rape, don't burn things
that
aren't
yours. Don't steal things from people.
Yeah, so do no harm. Let's just have one law, do no harm. That
well,
would be
that's,
happy with
it's,
that.
It's far too vague
know,
for people because, well, you know, when you moved in with your big ugly car next door to me, you lowered my property value. That's harming
me.
Good
point, good point. Well, Dave, when is this next one going to happen? Do you have any ideas to the timetable?
Probably not until September.
Why the delay? You'd done three in a month's time. Why hold out so long?
I wanted to stay a little bit fresh and in people's minds, and I'm also probably going to be gone some between here and there. So
I see.
Here in September, so I don't want to schedule a time when I might be gone.
Understood. Well, very good, and you're certainly always welcome to call here and let us know what happens when that comes up again. And again, congratulations, and keep up the good work over there at RedleyReport.com, Dave.
All right, thanks,
guys. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's activism like that that really sets New Hampshire apart from everywhere else in the world. That stuff is not going on anywhere else, to my knowledge. If it is, I'd love to hear about it. If there's civil disobedience going on where you live, please tell me about it. I mean, we did talk about the gentleman in Illinois who owned a boat shop who brought people in to smoke some cigarettes and cigars after Illinois banned smoking in all indoor businesses. So when we hear news of something going on, certainly we talk about it, but I haven't heard anything. Have you?
I have nothing I can think of off the top of my head. And that's really the difference. That's what the Free State Project's about. These people moved up
here. It's not about civil disobedience.
It's not.
It's about activism.
It's about making things happen. And things are happening in this state. This is going to be, if not an entirely libertarian state, if it doesn't secede from the Union, I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm going to tell you that it's going to affect the passing of laws here. There's going to be fewer laws, onerous laws, passed in this state. As time goes by, we're already slowing the flow, and maybe we can, you know, Dave's already trying to turn some back.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And of course, we keep you up to date here with what's going on. Now, Nick, as a New Hampshire native, how's all this make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel good. I mean, prior to the Free State Project, no one was doing this kind of activism, whether it was civil disobedience or on the political side. I suppose there were some people. There was a Libertarian Party here, and you know, I'm sure there were some interest groups trying to keep government smaller. But what Free Staters have done with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, it really has made a difference. On the seatbelt law, New Hampshire would probably have a seatbelt law at this point if it hadn't been for the efforts of Free Staters. If you had subtracted them from the mix, I really think we would have a seatbelt law right now.
Already making a difference with only a couple hundred movers at this point. We're expecting to have a few more hundred by the end of this year, and hopefully you'll be coming up too. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. We think it's pretty exciting. That's why we moved here. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list a possible side effect. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. They include the archives and the Shrine of Female Listeners and the bulletin board system. All those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours are free. And I'm talking about the big boys, you know, not Nick. He's a talk show host as well. He's a member of Free Minds TV, which is on hiatus at the moment, unfortunately. But Free Minds Radio is still going strong, as I understand it.
That's correct. We're doing a podcast every week, and we stream live so far on your stream, freetalklive.com.
That's correct.
From noon to 1 p.m. Eastern.
On Sundays. Time.
Yep, on Sunday afternoon. So,
you can catch Free Minds Radio live on our stream, which is linked to from freemindstv.com, and you can download the podcast as well. So for those of you that are always clamoring for more pro-liberty content, you should be subscribed to Free Minds Radio as well. All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about anything. Let's go to Dale in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dale.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the video game controversy, because one thing that was driving me nuts was the way the lawyer kept talking about statistics and how you have this association between people who played video games or some of the people who were violent and they played violent video games, but he didn't establish causation, meaning that you have these two things that tend to happen together, but it doesn't show that one of them caused the other. And, in fact, it doesn't even seem intuitively likely that that's the case. If you have a kid who's troubled for whatever reason, because he has bad parenting or he's being picked on at school and he's got violent tendencies, he's going to be attracted to violent video games. But that doesn't mean the video games cause him to be violent.
Yeah, you're
right.
Absolutely right.
Well, I think that I agree with you completely, Dale. However, I think that most people don't really think about things in that logical manner. What they're what they're thinking about is, oh, well, yeah, that makes sense, or no, that doesn't make sense. And, you know, you've got to make your argument from that standpoint, whether, you know, you've got to try to change their mind on whether it makes sense to them.
You do, but it's important that, I mean, but I think, you know, that needs to be said, because I don't think people, it's a similar argument that's made when they talk about people, about marijuana being a gateway drug.
Right.
Because they say they'll go back, they'll find people who are on hard drugs that, you know, methamphetamines and things, or heroin or whatever, and they track them back, and almost all of them have used marijuana, perhaps. But they don't, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, but they don't, for instance, go and talk to a whole bunch of marijuana users and find people who have been using marijuana for years and years and years and haven't moved on to hard drugs. So, you know, that's a little bit different. That's going completely backwards, right?
Right.
Starting from, but.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. I think you're absolutely right. But I think you can explain this to people if you take the time to explain it to them, Mark. I think it's something they can certainly grasp.
Yeah, but you know, the fact is the simple fact is that just because you haven't shown that there's, you know, you've shown correlation as opposed to causation doesn't mean that there isn't, in fact, causation. Just because there's only correlation, it's difficult.
But you can't prove a negative.
Well,
right. Well, you can't prove. You really can't prove one way or the other. And he did try to cite some facts. He, you know, cited some studies and things like that. And that's all you could do in that circumstance.
Well, sure, but I mean, if you're going to talk about statistics, you know, someone mentioned earlier, what about the statistics of all the people who play violent video games and aren't violent? I mean, that should be extremely relevant if you're talking about causation.
Right.
That's what, Mark, you were saying earlier, right? Like, the super majority of game players, 99%, 0.9% of them are nonviolent, and they understand and they get it. That's a significant statistic.
I do think that video games probably make, in the same way that kung fu movies, probably make people more violent in a short-term way. But I don't think that when you're talking about 0.0001% of the population that you should be outlawing these things.
Absolutely.
When that level of violence gets really high, and I don't think that video games cause those people in that 0.0001 segment. I don't think that the video games are what cause it. I think those people are screwed up anyway, and they were liable to do something anyway, and so therefore, you know, just because they did something violent and they played video games does not mean that that's what it did. Do I think that after, you know, playing some kind of what's the one, Mortal Kombat, that young boys might get together and do some kung fu moves on each other? Sure, I do. But young boys are liable to do kung fu moves on each other anyway. We didn't have video games like that when I was a kid, and we'd pick up sticks and sword fight. Everybody got their knuckles barked real good.
Dale, any other thoughts?
That's it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, even if it's true that some people are negatively affected by playing these violent video games, it's exactly what you said. It's not an excuse to ban them, because even if you ban them, that's not going to accomplish what you're looking for. You can pass all the laws you want to against gaming. You can pass all kinds of restrictions and regulations and bans. You could ban them outright, and then it would just go underground like drugs, and you'd have the most violent games coming out online, because if the legitimate distribution channels were no longer available for selling video games, then only the underground would be, and I don't know if there would be black market video game dealers, but there would certainly be websites where you could download them. You could certainly get them from BitTorrent, for instance, and then the underground programmers at that point would have no real market incentives to tone down the violence in their games or to take it easy. They could just program whatever sort of crazy, you know, sadistic, corpse-raping, sexual dog corpse-raping game you wanted to, and nobody would be able to trace who it was. It could be released on the internet anonymously.
Right.
And kids could be downloading it without parents' knowledge at all.
The point you're making, they could do that right now. The point you're making is that what you want, what a parent would want, is that their child goes to Walmart or Target or GameStop or wherever and buys their video games there. That's their resource for getting video games, because if they're going on the internet to get their video games, they're liable to get anything.
Who knows what could be included? I mean, if you're getting it from a major distribution point, like a GameStop or Walmart or something,
right,
then they have been, those are games that are only approved by the video game company. Sony and Nintendo and Microsoft, they have seals of approval that if you, Mark, want to make a game and get it out to the marketplace via these channels, you'd have to get their seal of approval in order to do so. Now, that probably means you just have to pay them a bunch of money, but they do have some content restrictions as well. For instance, you're not going to get the Sony seal of approval if your game is sexually explicit in that there's pornographic sex going on. They're
right,
not going to give that to
you. That's the thing. Is if parents are siding with Jack Thompson out there, they want to see some video games banned, that kind of thing, then what you're going to do from an economic standpoint, economics, the study of life, that's the science of life, is what you're going to drive a portion, a segment of the population is going to go and to the internet to get its video games. A larger segment is going to go to the internet to get its video games. On the internet, you're not even going to know necessarily what you're getting.
Nope.
Sure, some of them will download one of these video games that we're talking about here, but some of them, they'll also be downloading things that, you know, just horrible, disgusting stuff that
happens. Could be anything.
Yeah.
Could be racist themes, could be...
All kinds of terrible murder, all kinds of raping, all kinds of, bigoted stuff. All, you wouldn't know, there'd be a title.
Stuff that would never...
Line. That's the only description you'd get.
It would never make it in the marketplace. It would never make it on the shelves. But it would on the internet because there's virtually no distribution costs. Putting a file online costs next to nothing. But getting it through the actual distribution channels and getting it to Walmart, well, you've got to have some money behind you in order to make that happen. You've got to have a decent product to put out. There's no quality control on the internet. Now, I'm not saying that all internet games are bad. Certainly not. What we're saying is that if that's the direction it goes and they ban violent games from store shelves, it's just going to go online. And then what are you going to do? You're going to have a war on games where some crack team of cops is researching where the games are available and trying to find the server sites to go in and bust them like they've tried to do with the Pirate Bay over and over again and have failed over and over again. You can't win this war on violent video games, so deal with it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now all politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to their highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations. Not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. Remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should go shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, whether it be books or DVDs or groceries. I've got a grocery store there now. Anything goes. 41 categories to shop in. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And a cut goes to Free Talk Live. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, continuing with your calls about whatever you want, it's Ziggy on the amp line across the pond in the UK. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind today?
I just want to correct the first caller. The drinking age in this country is 18, and anyone who gets served in a bar, if the police are running a sting, that bar can be actually closed down.
Okay. Now, I remember seeing... It seems like it was Young Ones. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's an old television show, British comedy.
Very funny. Yeah.
It was rather funny, but I remember there was a segment in there. Let's go to the streets and ask young people what they're thinking about. And they did interview after interview with a young person. I'm 16 years old and I can't drink in pubs. You know. So that was sort of the issue.
Anyway, if that's on YouTube, check it out. It's very, very funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about cheese rolling. this is something the Nanny States haven't outlawed yet.
It's dangerous, though, from what I understand.
It's dangerous, right?
Wait. Before you go on, what is it?
I was about to explain it.
Okay.
There's a near vertical hill in Gloucestershire called Cooper's Hill, where every year... the last weekend of May, basically, there's a competition where people chase after a piece of cheese down this vertical hill. And
this is a pretty large piece of cheese, right? Like this is a wheel of cheese or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, they chase this cheese down this near vertical hill. Now, of course, yesterday it was torrential rain here, but people were still doing it. Now, of course. It occurred to me that considering the nanny statists have managed to ban, get this, the custard pie throwing competition, the national one in this country, they might have an eye on banning this because people really do get hurt. You know, people, you know, at the bottom, the scumples at the bottom of the hill have to go off with neck braces or on spinal boards and whatever else. As far as I'm concerned, it is very nutty to do.
Yeah.
But a person at the top of the hill, I think, would realize that they could get injured if they run down it.
Absolutely.
And this is why I love this country. There is another tradition up in Derbyshire where the original game of football was invented. Sorry, soccer. where basically the whole town comes out and there's a football placed in the middle of the town. And basically it's like a scrum. This football, and I have to get the football to one end of the town, and whoever gets the opposing team gets the opposing end wins. And people have died doing this.
Wow. Well, people have died doing everything, but yeah, I can see that it probably was. And what do they get? What's the prize?
I don't know what the prize for that is. For falling yourself down a hill first, you get a piece of cheese. But the one, Henry VIII actually did ban it because people were getting killed.
Which one?
I think, you know, people who take part in these things, you know, you have to be an effing retard not to realize you might get injured. And I think that, you know, if the nanny status were here from the dawn of time, man would have never lit the first fire, because fire is dangerous.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh my goodness, it's hot!
Yeah.
Stay away!
Yeah. Oh, and one last thing.
Yes,
if Paula rings up, can you ask her if Bob Barr is a descendant of the House of David, because he's sure not a libertarian.
I'll try to remember that, Zig. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You've seen the videos of the guys doing the bull run in Spain? That's that kind of thing, right? The things you're talking about, just dumb crap that people do that obviously know up front that there's a seriously high risk of something going drastically wrong.
I think that there can't be any sport anywhere that, you know, it seems more dangerous to me than that running with
bulls. The bull run?
Yeah.
Well, the risk is what makes it interesting.
Exciting.
It wouldn't be that fun if there wasn't some element of people getting hurt.
Right. I don't know what the chances are, but the chances statistically are very good that you'll live and that you'll live in one piece. But, you know, it's that one guy that gets caught on film getting thrown into the air, being gouged in the crotch by a bull, tossed into a car,
yeah.
All kinds of things. It's just terrible looking.
But it's usually
stuff.
More than one guy, actually. Every year there's usually at least a handful of people that get
but there are hundreds that run.
They're the ones who shouldn't be running.
They made
a poor decision.
So let's say the prize is something really great. I don't know, $1 million, $10 million, superpowers, something really awesome.
Yeah.
When you're
looking
at hundreds of people running and you're looking at a handful of people getting seriously injured,
yeah.
Would you do it? Sure you would.
But there's no prize for the bull run.
No.
You get to say you did it.
Right.
You lived.
You survived.
You get the
T-shirt.
If you are going to run with the bulls, run really far on the edge. Far
just
away from
scary.
The bulls.
That's frightening to me. I would never involve myself in something. But yes, people should
yes,
be able
you
to.
Would.
Make...
For the right amount of money or for superpowers or whatever, you would.
Yeah.
There's something out there that you
Maybe.
Would take the risk for.
But people should be able to take those risks, and they should be able to make those decisions for themselves, and I'm totally with Ziggy on this one.
Yeah, and I have to admit, I've seen video footage of the cheese chasing down the hill. It's pretty amusing, because people, not everybody's getting injured, but people are falling, and it...
Well, he said it's nearly vertical, this
it's
hill.
It's very steep, yeah.
Now, what's the point of the... What are you supposed to do with the cheese? Are you supposed to stop it from rolling?
I believe you're just the first to the bottom. The first to the bottom, you're chasing the cheese, and obviously the cheese is rolling much faster than anyone can run. And the first one to the bottom gets the wheel of cheese.
Excellent.
I mean, going down an incline at a running pitch is very difficult. There's a mountain here,
sure.
Mount Monadnock. It's the most climbed mountain in America. And when you come down, you want to run because it's hard to go slow. But if you run and you run too fast, it'll be hard to stop yourself. And if you don't stop yourself, you're going to fall and you might hurt yourself on the rocks. And I can only imagine running down something that's even more steep than
you can hardly imagine. Basically, you're fighting gravity in the sense that your body wants to fall down the very steep hill.
But that'll hurt.
And your legs simply can't carry you fast enough. What's the fastest you can possibly run? 15 miles an hour? What's terminal velocity on a falling body?
15? No way. 15?
I'm saying the fastest you could possibly run.
Okay.
I'm just coming up with something here. Sprinting.
And terminal velocity is about 120, so
yeah.
Here's the difference there.
Your body wants to fall at 120. Your feet can only carry you at 15. That's
you have
problem.
To make up the difference.
The only difference would be friction would keep your body from falling, and that friction is you going...
Right. And the muscles in your legs. And your body
right.
keeps you.
Yes.
Up.
I understand what you're saying now, yes.
So, hey, if you want to be crazy and do dumb crap like that, by all means.
God bless you.
Yeah. Thank goodness there are people out there. Otherwise,
how about
we wouldn't
the people,
have
you know, the
videos to watch on the internet.
That climb Everest. You know, what do we need to get, do we need to have a permit for people to climb Everest now? Oh, well, you're going to have to go through months and months of testing. And
that has actually been bandied about, that it's there's so many people now that are able to climb the mountain who aren't experienced enough that some people believe that they need to restrict who can climb Everest or ban climbing Everest.
It's a problem that solves itself.
Plus, I mean, putting restrictions on these things isn't going to do anything to really stop them.
And
people are going
to
go out and do...
And by the way, what if I get to, you know, they require a permit on Everest. Everest has a big, big base. What if I'm heading on up Everest on my own? I don't have a permit. I'm permitless climbing. What are they going to do to me?
I don't...
Are they now going to have a squad of Tibetans out there to stop non-permitted climbers?
Yeah.
Well, what are they
going to
do?
I don't think they can really effectively police there, even if they wanted to. It's
But even with less noticeable things, like people just building bombs in their backyard, for instance, there's plenty of videos on the internet of kids, young teen boys, doing building stuff that goes boom and hurting themselves, right? Certainly, building bombs and setting them off in many areas is probably against the law. So a lot of this stupid...
So the laws are failing.
Right. So the laws are failing. And
I built bombs when I was younger. Now, I'm not saying that I let them off. I didn't.
Are kids going to stop building bombs just because a couple of their buddies get put in a jail cell? No. Teenage boys are obsessed with explosions.
Things that go boom.
Yeah. So, look, you know, you just... All you need to do as a parent... is help your kids understand that some things are sensible, some things aren't. Be careful if you're going to do something dangerous. But otherwise, what else can you do, man? You can impart wisdom, but that's about as far as it can go. It's up to them to make the right decisions. And no threat of jail time is going to change anything. As our caller earlier suggested, that there's all kinds of things that are prohibited that kids can still get their hands on. Drugs, various different types of drugs, all available out there in the marketplace, and they're more than willing to take those risks. So let's just let people make bad decisions for themselves and let them suffer whatever consequences come. That's all that should happen here. If you fall down and go boom, well, you hurt yourself. Hopefully you learned your lesson for next time. But putting someone in a jail cell and forcing everyone to pay for that? Where's the victim? 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. Hour two's on the way. Homeschooling moms are pissed. We'll tell you why.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.